This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. The region of Queens is going ahead with design work to make the town bridge safer and more accessible for pedestrians and cyclists. The two-lane bridge over the Mersey River is the main thoroughfare into downtown Liverpool. The steel structure was built in 1958. It has a sidewalk on each side. There are no paved shoulders, dedicated bike lanes, or barriers to separate traffic from pedestrians. 2 years ago, Regional Council commissioned a technical evaluation from engineering firm CBCL to look at active transportation upgrades. Council at that time decided to hold off on any work until more funding became available from the provincial or federal governments. Estimates at that time ranged from about $325,000 to simply maintain the bridge to as much as $4.4 million for a totally separate pedestrian bridge over the river. Adam Grant is the region's director of infrastructure. He discussed the issue this week at council's regular meeting. He recommended an option that would see an active transportation expansion to the bridge with a dedicated space for pedestrians and cyclists at a cost of $3.4 million.
Going that way would open up an avenue to create bicycle lanes on the existing bridge once the sidewalks are removed, as well as it wouldn't require realignment of the street from lanes all the way through to Water Street, so it would be less invasive on the existing street structure, and would probably be able to provide a more fulsome solution on the exterior of the bridge as opposed to trying to fit within a kind of more refined area.
He said he wanted to get the design work started so that the project would be shovel-ready if funding is secured. Councillors had set aside just over $181,000 in the region's capital investment plan. Under the municipality's current agreement with the province, maintenance and repair work on the bridge is cost-shared 50-50, but improvements to the bridge would require a new funding agreement.
At this point, under the agreement we have, they're under no obligation to entertain any upgrades.
Councillors supported the less costly $3.4 million active transportation expansion, but said they need to look for funding from other levels of government. Deputy Mayor Maddie Charlton said she wants to see the expansion go ahead, but the region needs help from the province.
We need to address this, certainly. It's not safe. If you're walking on the bridge now, you're up quite high up, people misstep or things like that, and then you could very easily be in the road. You don't have a railing or anything to hold on to. The fact that it's already kind of tight through there, we do have cyclists in Queens, and so that's a bit of a problematic place as it is. So we need to be able to seek funds to cost share with this because it has a significant price tag.
Councillors voted unanimously to spend the money for the design work while directing staff to look for funding from the federal and provincial governments for the expansion. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.